Okay, so the job tonight is dedicated by a friend Rasmus in the memory of her grandfather.
Yes.
His name is
Yosef Ben Yecheskel HaKohen.
Yosef Ben Yechezkel Cohen, Sefron Brothers. Tonight's Leil Hoshana Rabbah is Dave Din, and it's very appropriate to study Torah tonight. Always good to study
And
Torah,
that was
but
his Yahrzeit, Hoshana Rabbah,
okay.
Bochayim.
Okay, so we're in Daf and Gimel. So if you remember in yesterday's Daf, we spoke about three different dinim. One din is if you're if a kohen is mekadesh with his chelek in a korban, is the woman mekadesh or not? The Mishnah does not record a machloket about this. Mishnah just says ain't a mekadesha, but we learned that it's really a machloket between, on the one hand, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, and on the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Meir holds that she's not mekadesh, Rabbi Yossi also not mekadesh, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that she is mekadesh. And it means that, the Kohanim in particular, they get, let's say, even Kachik Adashim, let's say, Korban Chatat, a Korban Asham, so a piece of meat is what they have to eat. So if a Kohen is Mekadesh with that piece of meat, so the essence is the piece of meat his, do with it as he chooses. But then there was some other Machlokot in the Mishnah, and this second Machlokot had to do with Maaser Sheni, and that's also Machlokot in Rabbeinu and Rabbi Yehuda, and it's Talui, is Maaser Sheni Mamon Gabo, or is it the person's Mamon to do it as he chooses? So Rabbi Meir says lo kidei, she holds mamon gavoah, so it's no kiddushin with it. That's where Rabbi Meir holds, and Rabbi Yehuda says,
Regular mom.
b'shogeg lo kidei, remains the kidei. Reason that we'll explain a little more later on. Rabbi Yehuda holds if it's b'shogeg, if they didn't realize that it was Maaser Sheni, she's not mekudeshet, and we'll see it's an issue. It'll be like a type of mekach taus. But if it's b'mezid and everybody's on the same page, she's mekudeshet because it's his mamon, and she's got and they're good for it. Then the third machloket has to do with hekdesh. Let's say you have things that belong to Bet HaKabayit. If a person is mekadesh with those things that are, Bet HaKabayit. So according to Rameyer, b'mezid kiddush b'shogeg lo kiddush. Well, again, we'll explain this more later when we go on. Rameyer holds that b'mezid, you take it out from the getter of hekdesh. In other words, you're mechalal it when you do it b'mezid. But b'shogeg lo kiddush, it's hard for us in the case of shogeg. B'shogeg lo kiddush, we'll come to see. It'll come out also a type of mekach taus there. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'shogeg kiddush b'mezid lo kiddush. Rabbi Yehuda's punk prepared. B'shogeg your mekadesh, he holds that it takes it out from the getter of hekdesh b'shogeg, but not b'mezid. And those other machlokot we'll explain shortly. Okay, so again, focusing on the kachay kodesh kadashim and the kachim kalam, the korbanot. So we had a machloket again between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi on one side of the equation. And Rabbi Huda on the other side of the occasion. So on one side holds that indeed there is kiddushin, and that's right, Rabbi Huda's side, and the other side holds not. So the Gemara yesterday's Gemara explained that the three lines from the bottom, the Rabbi Yochanan said they both arch in the same pasuk. Pasuk says, this will be for you, from the Kodesh Kadoshim HaEish, meaning these are the matnot kahuna. Rabbi Huda says, Huda says, when it says, lecha, this is yours, means to do it as you choose. Obviously, limited in terms of what you could do, because you can't take it outside of the base of Mikdash if it's Kodesh Dashim. But if you want to be Mikdash and Isha with you, there's no impediment according to the Tana Rebbe Yehuda. And whereas,
Because it's
yeah, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir will concur with us. He says, Ke'esh. He still says, In ha'esh, my esh la'achil. I mean, just like those portions of the korban that are placed on the mizbeach to be burnt, to be consumed. So he says, Afu nami la'achila. So too, the portions that I'm giving you are just for consumption. In other words, everything from this korban is going to get consumed either by the mizbeach or by you. So it's just for, I'm giving this to you, but just for the purpose of eating it, not to do anything else with it. And that's not him. You're
So
right.
she's supposed to. So when he's mekadesh her with this truma
No, no,
or
no, no, no,
korban,
no, no, no.
korban,
We're talking about meat from a korban. Go ahead.
not truma.
Not true.
Oh, then never mind. It's not a
Okay,
question.
okay, okay, okay. Now, let me just mention there was an interesting Tosfos. We didn't have time yesterday because I had the communication difficulties, and but among other things that came up were, remember with Rabbi Yehuda, felt the talmidim of Rabbi Meir were kantaranim, and then he, among other things, he said that. How he says, he says, what would a woman be doing in the Azara, the base of Mikdash? She said. So let's look at the Tosfos, the last, second last Tosfos. Well, you did it already.
No, can we get to the answer?
Oh,
Come on, get to the
okay.
answer.
B'chi ish bazar minayin. Here's the contrasting Isha Nechnaset Ba'azara. So Rashi says a woman would not enter the Azara. So you're right. Basically, the Gemara said she could have designated somebody
Should
to
help.
accept contribution for her, or she could have pushed her way into the Azara. Or the Gemara said that
Father did it.
yeah, well, the father. But he says she did not perikam the kelim below the dock. So Tosfos says Rashi wasn't being so precise. Lo ashkan mishum duchta Azara. We never find any prohibition against women per se entering the Azara, the Beis Hamikdash. Doing the different regions around the Beis Hamikdash. The chel is like this little like strip around the Beis Hamikdash. In other words, each level is more kudish than the other one. Chel, yeah, mikudish hemenu, tamei can't enter the chel. Lamala hemenu Ezra Yisrael. So as Israel is more makupura, she'ain lechusir kippurim nechnas l'sham. Lechusir kippurim are like the four people. Okay, please, okay. So he says she'ain lechusir kippurim nechnas l'sham. That's a term of art. Like there would be like the Sora, the Yoledet, the Zava. People have to make a korban before they can. They'll be fully towered to eat kachim. V'chayavina and if they enter that area, they'll be chayav korban chatat. L'malahimenu. Ezra Koni, Shay Shum Nechnasim Lasham. Then above that is Ezra Koni, Shum can enter there. El Bashat Shrachim, the Smicha Shchita Tnufa. The Lokatani Nashim, Shay Nechnasim Lasham. So the Mishnah never mentions women can't go to any of these regions, and even to the Ezra's Koni, it doesn't mention that women can't go. The Lokatani Shim Shay Nechnasim Lasham, Otan Perikal Psulim, Shchita Ksher Benashim. In addition to which, the Gemara learns from Maseches Bachim that women could shech the Korban, so that Lakora seems to think if they're
Yeah,
Shechit Korban. Okay, please, just wait 1 minute, okay? It says, In Ken Yecholi Kneis Ba'azara. So Tosfos concludes a woman could enter the Azara, the Beis Mikdash, Bo to raise Soto Nazir Nechasot Ba'azara La Nif. In addition to which, obviously, the Sota and the Nazira, they have to bring Korbanon and they would do Tanufa with it. And so they could do enter. Lachach Nira Li, Tosfos says, therefore, it seems to me, B'chi'isha Ba'azara L'hit Kadesh Minayin. When it was the Gemara says 6 lines from the bottom, the Isha Bazar Minayin. That Gemara says, the Rabbi Yehuda says, what's a woman doing the Zara? So he means, Tosis explains, the Isha Bazar the Kadesh Minayin. Why would a woman be there for the purpose of accepting Kiddushin? Why was she doing there? They go different places, but that's not the place to go,
said.
to think. Who? It's like disgraceful that a woman does the Kiddushin and the Azara of the Beis Hamikdash. It's very remote. So the Tana would not be talking, about that situation. So then he gave different Hezbeirim. Okay, so it's now back in the Gemara.
So what you just said is something about a Bizayon?
Right. In other words, that she would go to the Azara, the Beis Hamikdash, for the purpose
That's if
of
she would be a Sota, but if she's a Nazira, it's not a Bizayon.
You're
Using
confusing.
the
No,
Sota,
no,
I.
you're confusing 15 different things. A woman who's a Sota or a Nazira, so she goes into the Azara, the Beis Hamikdash, and she does the Tanufa that's required.
Right.
We're talking about a woman entering the Azara for the purpose of accepting Kiddushin from a man.
I
So
understand that.
with that's a bizarion that she would do that. That's not like the park. It's not like your the romantic cliff. Okay. So see that. So now okay. So for the bottom line on Nun Beis and Beis, last three words. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Minu v'gamru. So Rabbi Yochanan says in the time of Amar, Rabbi Yochanan is the first generation of Amoraim, but he says prior to this, in other words, in the time of Rabbi Yehuda Meir, after they had the machloket, Mimnu v'gamru, they took a vote as to which way the law goes, and they concluded that all the Chachamim concluded like Reb Meir, which is Lo Kiddush, which is the way our Mishnah has it. Our Mishnah does not record a machloket about it. This is Lo Kiddush. Let's see Rashi, the top Rashi. This is Mimnu v'gamru, and then you have to have the Baas here. He says, Amdu l'minyan, in other words, they had a vote. So more people said that she's not Mekudeshet, Ubitlu, and then the people who had opposed it, they retracted and they went along with that. Begamru Lomar and Mekudeshet. So everybody said not Mekudeshet. So back in the Gemara in the second line, Rav Amar, Rav says, no, I don't think that that happened on the second line. I don't even look at lo amdu l'minyan lo chazar bo Rabbi Yehuda. It never occurred. Rabbi Yehuda was not opposed there. It's about look at what took place. So Amar Abaye, third line, provides Rabbi Yochanan Mestabra. So Abaye says Rabbi Yochanan's position is the more logical one. The Tanya, because we learned in the Brisa. Now this is going to be a long Brisa. The Gemara is going to say it's a Sifra, and Stam Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda. So the author of the Brisa will be Rabbi Yehuda, and the Brisa is going to say that if you're that you don't you can't do anything with the portion of the korbanot, and you can't be mekadesh nisha with it. In other words, that's what it's going to say, and then the Gemara is going to conclude that that's why it makes sense that Rabbi Yochanan is
Retracted.
correct. Did retract, because here we see he has a different position. Okay, that's the long and short of the next 30 lines. Okay, so the Tanya, so, I'm sorry, Amar Bayik, but to Rabbi Yochanan Mestab, the Tanya, we learned the Braisa, minayin shein chok menachot keneged tzvachim. How do I know that the Kohanim can't sort of barter their portions with another portion? Meaning, I have some nice menachah here. You've got a nice piece of meat. You know, why don't we
Switch.
swap? We'll swap or whatever. You know, I'll give you five menachot and this meat or whatever, something like that. Common lomar, the full mincha to efeba tanur. Says any mincha that's baked in an oven, and it says l'chol. And then I don't have the full here, but it says l'chol b'nei Aharon. It says this is l'chol na'asal mar cheshet yal. Anything that's made with mar cheshet is the deep pan. Machabat is the shallow pan. He says l'chol b'nei Aharon tiyeh. It should be for the b'nei Aharon. So it means that you're getting this chelek, and that's for you. And it's like non the way the Gemara understands it. It's like, you know, non-alienable. You get it, that's yours. He says, the so I might have thought, yeah, to swap a mincha for a zebach means an animal that was slaughtered, I can't do that. Why? So come with bedalot. In other words, we know that there are certain korbanot that are ola v'yored. So ola v'yored is
I mean, well.
in the most typical fashion is a three tiers. So the first tier you have animal, second tier you have bird, and the third tier you have mincha. So he says, yeah, I could hear that, you know, to swap mincha for zebah, you can. So tamatachem bedalot. In other words, the animal can swap for bird, and then you have mincha at the end. So the mincha isn't like even like contiguous with the animal. He says about ofot, but I would have thought they could swap a mincha maybe for a bird. In other words, you brought a, you know, a bird as a chatat, and I brought a mincha, and I'd rather have, you know, the bird for dinner, and you can have them something like that. So he says, I would think bedalot, because I see that one replaces the other in the tiers for korban ola v'yored. You
It's
with
only
me?
one step.
No. Okay. Let's go back. So korban ola v'yored, the top tier animal, second tier bird, third tier mincha. So the Gemara says, I might have thought that the only prohibition is swapping third tier for the first tier. In other words, so far removed from it. So you can't swap a mincha for an animal, but second tier for the third tier you could. So to swap a bird for a mincha, that's like continuous. But you could do that. I would have thought. He says, "Tamen lomar b'chol na'aseh b'mar cheshet l'chol b'nei Aharon tiyeh." So it's a superfluous phrase. In other words, the Torah could have said that all the menachot should be for b'nei Aharon, but instead the Torah says b'chol na'aseh b'mar cheshet, which is one type of mincha. It's spelling it out. It's going to spell out machabat as well. So that teaches me that they can't swap the mincha even for the bird. I might have thought that mincha can't be swapped for bird. One is type of dam, you know, animal, you know, and then it's malika, but there's blood coming out and there's like blood service with it, you know, with all this mayach. He says, one is flour. Maybe bird for animal you could do. They're both damim, and the birds for, you know, the second tier with the third tier. Maybe this is close enough, right? So maybe it works. So Tamil Omar al machabat. So there's another phrase. It says again l'chol b'nei Aharon, and it says al machabat, another superfluous phrase. So if I don't need that superfluous phrase to teach me something about menachot, I'm going to use it to teach me something about bird and animal. Meaning I can't swap bird for animal. So you call Ofo Knegzvachim. So I might have thought bird cannot be substituted or swapped for animal. He says, Shalalu Ma'asein B'yad, Balalu Ma'asein B'kli. Because bird, yeah, Malika is just, you know, right, sticks the nail in the back of the neck. And the other is B'kli, it was Sakin. They're different types, so I can't swap different types. Aval Yichalku Menachot Kneged Menachot. But maybe if I want to swap Mincha for Mincha, I have, you know, Machabat You have a marcheshet. I have a shallow pan, pincha. You've got a deep pan, a softer one. Maybe
Doesn't have a problem.
we can swap that one for another. They're both worked by hand. In other words, it says, Tamanomar, the Chomin Aaron. Again, another superfluous phrase, the Chomin Chabulav Aaron. So I might have thought Machabat is the shallow pan, Marchesh is the deep pan. So I one of the he one for one or the other. I couldn't swap. Zuma same rach and zuma same kashim. The Marcheshet, the deep pan, is softer batter. He says the other one, the Machabat, the shallow pan, gets I should say it's softer after the finished product. That one yields a softer type of dough, one yields a harder dough. He says about Machabat, but maybe if I want to swap my machabat for your machabat, I don't know why you do that, but let's say you want to do that, or macheshet, opposite macheshet, maybe that's no problem, and maybe I would think I could do that. Shalalabalalama, same kashim. They're both like, you know, a harder type of dough, and it's lazal bazaf, and it would work. Inami, ma same rakin. Or they're both soft, both macheshet, both macheshet. Tamalomar, b'chariva, l'chol b'nei aron tia. So another phrase,
I like that.
b'chariva, in each phrase, we're darshaning out, you can't do that. So I might have thought I can't barter Kodesh Kadashim about Yechalku B'Kachim Kalim, but if it's Kachim Kalim, maybe I could barter that. That's the meat. Let's say like a Korban Shlamim would be an example of Kachim Kalim, but we'll see in a minute the Korban Tod is also giving an example which would come up. He says Tamalomar Ish Ki Achiv. So the Torah says in all these halakhot is Ish Ki Achiv. And then it says v'samichle, and it says v'ima. It says v'mzevach shlamim korbanao ima tadayak rivenu. In other words, the previous phrases that are the psukim here, previous psukim, we're talking about the mincha, and then we said that the mincha also applies not just the mincha, but the ofot and the ofot would and also the korbano. But maybe that's just kachi kadashim. Maybe this, maybe all these klalim would not apply to kachim kalim. Maybe would not. Maybe not. So the Gemara says, yeah, but the two paragraphs in Torah connected. The way it comes out, it's not. They said it's not. They said it's not smuchim because think this is Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda is not dorish smuchim in Sefer VaYikra, but there's a vav that's mechaber both parshiot. It says doesn't put pasukim. No, this is email to diagraph through that. The next paragraph in the Torah says. And if he brings a korban toda, so he says, shem she'en chokin b'kachim kadashim, tach'en chokin b'kachim kalim. So too, they can't like barter kachim kalim. I can't say, you know, here I'll swap a little bit of my korban shlamim for a little piece of your korban toda or something like that. You can't do that either. Says now, then the a little bit at the end. This is not per se the topic that we're discussing, but the Gemara brings it up since it comes up. It said ish ka'achiv. Ish chole afilu balmum. In other words, that the kohanim get a portion of the korbanot. In other words, if it's your Beit Av that's working this week. In other words, they had, you know, 24 mishmarot, 24 shifts of kohanim. But then within the mishmar, each Beit Av got a different day. Sunday one Beit Av, Tuesday and Monday another, Tuesday and so forth. So here, if you're part of that Beit Av, and even though you can't do avoda because you have a Baal Mum, but you nevertheless get a portion of the Korbanot. And Rashi explains also the Rashi of no, 6 lines above where it gets wide. Afilu Baal Mum, af sh'af hema yu matliyim, they'd be deworming the wood that's used on the Mizbeah, umafshitim, and they'd be pulling the hide off, please, off the animal, umenachim, and then they chop up the animal, mishokhtim, and shechting. So they're not totally, you know, devoid of work. They'll be doing work, but they just won't be doing the avoda per se. He says, so ish cholek afilu b'almum, ve'en a katan cholek, but if a person's a katan, a minor kohen less than bar mitzvah, he doesn't get a portion afilu tam. Even if he's got no movement, he doesn't get it. Okay. Now, wait, we're almost there, 3 lines. So the Gemara, so that's the long brisa. So long brisa is, you have this piece of meat, let's say, you can only eat it. That's the only thing you can do when they eat. You can't trade it. You can't do anything. It's just for eating purposes. So that opinion, whoever states this opinion, sounds like I can't be Mekadosh Nisha with it because the only thing I'm allowed, I can't trade it. I can't do anything. So he says, Stam Sifra Mani. So this is Sifra. It's in other words, it's a medrash on Vayikra. So who wrote Sifra? If it's some Sifra, the name is not mentioned. So Rabbi Huda. That's who Rabbi Huda. Who ka'amar dleipa din chalukah klal shmamina. And he says there is no din chalukah, meaning I can't trade it with it. I can't do other things with it. So that lends credence to Rabbi Yochanan that indeed Rabbi Huda was closer from his previous position. And it's somewhat, I thought, intimated in our mission. The mission quotes the machloket Rabbi and Rabbi Huda, but here, by this first halacha, it doesn't mention the machloket Rabbi and Rabbi Huda. We learned it only from the Brisa. So that sounds like when the mission was codified, they knew that Rabbi Huda had already agreed to Rabbi Meir, and so Mela, they're not going to mention Rabbi Huda at this point in time. You understand? Okay. And who's the question? Comments to us then against the
How do we
Zohar.
learn Rosh Hashanah again? What was the
Kachim
connection?
Kalim are connected to the first. We had the psukim that dealt with the Menachot. And Menachot, we said, is not only Menachot, it's the Ophot and the Zvachim, but we assume it's the Kachim Kadashim. But how do we know Kachim Kalim? So then there's a Vav, that's Makaber, that part, that Parsha, so the Parsha with the Toda. And so the same Halakot. So he says here, Kamalomer Ish Kachiv, the Samichlei. In other words, Ish Kachiv, I assume he means these Halakot would apply one man with his fellow man. And then it says near it, Imal Toda. In other words,
Where's the vote?
no, it said that's what I was saying before. The Vav is earlier.
Oh, I didn't see.
It says Bimzevach Shlamim Korbano Imal Todah Yakrivenu. So it's before this quote here. In other words, here it says Imal Todah. A few words before that, it says Bimzevach Shlamim Korbano.
Pasuk starts with Imal Todah. That's how the
No,
pasuk
that's
starts.
not how the pasuk. The previous pasuk. Okay, so but that's the Vav. Okay, who's the other questions coming to? Let's
So
go.
these two different pans, the Machabad and the
Marcheshe.
Machreshet, are those two different types of mincha?
Yes.
And what is each one for?
So the I don't know, you have to whatever the Torah prescribes. Sometimes the Torah gives you the discretion to bring mincha as you choose. I don't know when it describes that you have to bring. I don't know when you have to bring machbad or marcheshet, but well, actually. By the Korban Todah, right? The Korban Todah has 30, 40 challahs, right? So 30 of them, so 10 of them are chametz, and then 30, then 10 are matzah, then 10 are machabad, and 10 are marcheshet.
Oh, so it's just part of the formula,
Yeah.
but it doesn't have
Okay.
to do with
All right.
function.
That's all I have. Okay. So I'm going to go forward unless anybody's got questions, comments, thoughts. Okay. Everybody good in the Zoom world? I think it's.
Yeah, how much?
No, we'll be okay. All
Is
right.
it Zoom?
Just, I think it's just, I think it's
I
Arthur. I
heard
think it's Arthur wants to. No, I'm not sure who's there.
it. I thought it was there. All right.
All right. All right, let's take a look. Now, okay, now we're on line four, the fourth very wide line, and then give them it out. Amar Rava, Uchrav Milo Tanya. So now Rav said that no, that Rabbi Huda never agreed to Rav Meir. That never took place. So now Rava says, but don't we learn a brisa that supports what Rav says? And now
He
we'll
did
see
not.
that he didn't hold up. So he says, Milotanya, Tanya, we learn the brisa. Now you want an easy answer to this brisa. The Gemara has a different answer. The Gemara could have said the brisa is speaking about before he took the vote. It could have said that would be an easy answer for the brisa. But the Gemara has a way to wipe it out altogether. It says, Bahatanya Hatsnuim Oshin Idayam. So the tsnuim said the lechem hapanim. The konim get a portion of the lechem hapanim. The tsnuim means like the humble ones, the firm ones. Moshe, they would pull their hands away from the lechem hapanim. I'll explain in a minute. Gargaranim cholkim. The gargaranim cholkim. We think it means they would swap and trade for their portions with in other words of the lechem hapanim. They'd say, I have portion of the lechem hapanim. You have this. I want to swap. Do things like that. I want to swap around now. The Rashi explains, let me see Rashi in a minute. Rashi says that up until the time of Shimon HaTzaddik, there was a tremendous bracha with lechem aponim. So a kohen would eat, let's say, a kesayis of lechem aponim, and he'd feel satiated, or even satiated with less kesayis. So it was real bracha. Then after the time of Shimon HaTzaddik, things went downhill. We see this elsewhere in the Gemara. The Gemara says about up until the time of Shimon HaTzaddik, the ner tamid, the never went out. And then after his time, it did go out. And so things went downhill after Shimon HaTzaddik. So let's look at the Rashi on this, on the fourth wide line in the Rashi. So we learn this Braisa in reference to Lechem HaPanim. He says, "Arba'im shana shimei Shimon HaTzadik." During the 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik served as Kohen Gadol, there's a blessing that was in the Lechem HaPanim. He says, "V'chol kohen magiyo kizayit, yesh ochel v'sabeya." So somebody would just eat kizayis, like I feel full for the day. I have a kizayis. He says, "V'yesh ochel motir," and some would say, "I have more than enough." He says, "V'kan ve'elah," but after time of Shimon HaTzadik, yesh ochel me'emer b'lechem HaPanim. There was a curse that was in the Lechem HaPanim. "V'chol kohen magiyo kapol," and each coin would get the size of a pole, like a bean. He says, "Snuim Moshe Midei Menu L'Mahani L'Midi." So the snuim, how does he translate snuim? The humble
modest
ones, the modest ones. Yeah.
No, I don't have to know.
How does he translate it? Okay. So the menschlich ones. So the menschlich ones, they would pull away from it because the pole wouldn't help them. In other words, there's no key mitzvah with eating a pole because they need kizayis to have it. And it doesn't satiate me, so they wouldn't bother with it. This is the Hagar Garanim, the gluttons line, the third white line, cholkin. So quote unquote, they would be cholek. The kasakadaita tai cholkin love to cholkol gil kama. We think the cholkin doesn't mean they would take their portion. He says came into the shtalkabo meira kipol lemaychazi. So there's a curse in it. So what does the bean size help him? El cholkin derech ilu maniach cholkol lechaveiro. In other words, they would swap their portions. That's what we think, like Tolkien, like we saw that Yechalku earlier. In other words, for other Manos Kahuna, where it's a business situation. He says, Alma Ibahu Din Chaluka, the Al Korcha Rabbi Yehuda. So the only one that makes sense would be like the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Mamonohu. He says it's the Mamon of the Konim. Mishani Leolam Ainbo Din Chaluka, my Tolkien. So he's going to say that it meant that they would get their own chelik and grab other people's, wrongfully grab other chelik. But in Masechet Sukkah, that's what we learn in Masechet Sukkah, and Nechnasim Cholkin Betzafon. So it said, remember, the ships were changed on Shabbos. That's when the ships were changed, so in Lechem Apanim. So the new shift would be on the would be on the north side of the Shulchan, and the old ship would be on the south side of the Shulchan. So, Hanichnasim Cholki B'Tzafon, Chalkom Agil Ka'amar, that means the Chilek that coming to them, Ochai Tabo Bracha. They were talking about that when the Bracha was still in place. When the Mishnah says that they, in Sukkah, that they were divided, it means when it was still like a Bracha Dika situation. So, see back in the Gemara, we'll explain. So, the Gemara says, on the fourth line, Ba'atanya Hatznuim, assuming is what again civilized, right? So this means like the menschlich ones, moshchim yideim, they would pull their hands away from it; they wouldn't take it. Gargaranim cholkim, the gargaran, the gluttons would be cholkim. We think it means they would trade and swap because the one small portion wouldn't do anything. So my cholkim, in other words, no. So if that would be the case, then I would have a raya that Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's your mamon to do with as you choose because that's what the gargaran would be doing. So the word says no, my cholkim. What does cholkim mean? They would grab other people's portions. Hidikatani Seifa, like we learned the Seifa of that Braisa, Maasebechach Matap Chelko, Bechelechabero. It was an incident with one Kohen who took his Chelek and his friend's Chelek. He's wrongfully grabbing a Chelek. But you call him Ben Chamson Ad Yomoto. They called him the son, Ben Chamson. Ben Chamson could mean the son of extortion, but Ben Chamson can mean like the person with that Mida, like, you know. Like Ben Mavidata means like you're deserving a death. So Ben Thompson, he said, Ad Yomoto. So I'm a rabba bar of Sheila Micro. So the issue is that, you know, remember I mentioned this earlier, that remember Khams, in other words, well, you know, the Gemara is saying like Khamsen with a Sadi is the same as Khamsen, like somebody who wrongfully takes something from somebody. That's the way the Gemara is saying. So the Gemara says, I'm a rabba. Of Shila Mikra, what's the pasuk that supports the idea that chametz with a tsadi is like to extort, take something? Elokai paltenim yad rasha, God save me from the hand, evil doer's hand. Mikaf me'avel from an iniquitous hand or a palm. Bechometz rabba, the chometz, the one who extorts property, who is saving you from the chometz. He says, Rabba amar mehacha. Rabba says from this pasuk. He says, Lindu Heitev means learn to do kindness. He says, Yershumishbat, seek justice. Ashru Kamot, help the people who were victims of the extortionists. So we have two psukim at least, one in Tehillim and one in Yeshaya, where the word shorish chametz means like take wrongfully. And the only thing, a slight number I said to you, then the Gemara, Chavis in the Gemara is taking and paying for it. So here it's not, but Chavis in the Chumash, just Gezel. But all right, but you have it. Okay, who's it quite? Anyway, so the bottom line is, wait. So the bottom line is that we thought we had a kasha against Rabbi Yochanan or his version, and in favor of Rav, the Gemara says, no, it's a deflecting question. Okay.
How was Rav explaining that midrash?
No, it's not a problem. Which one? No, I don't know how Rob would explain it. He's off the shot from it. So you mean the first one? I don't know. That's a big problem. So that's what the Gemara says. Okay. All right. So everybody good? Everybody happy? All right, let's move on. No. Okay. Now we're moving to the next section of the Mishnah. So remember, right now we're moving to Maaser Sheni, a different topic. Maaser Sheni. So the machloket here between Ramey and Rabbi Huda, the issue is Maaser Sheni. Is that Mamon Gavoa or Mamon Hedyo? Okay, that's the basic result. If it's Mamon Gavoa, you can't be Makadish with her. If it's Mamon Hedyo, you could be Makadish with her. The only thing flying the ointment we have to understand is that we have to sin. So, wait a minute. So Remeir says there's no difference between Mazer. Master Shani, Bain Shoy Mazer, Lo Kiddish to Remeir. Remeir says, doesn't work, dead on arrival. So I understand. He holds it's Mamon Gavoa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, B'shogeg lo kiddush b'mezid kiddush. Rabbi Yehuda says, B'shogeg, it's not good, but b'mezid, it is good. So he holds it's mamon hedyot, but we'll come to see, he holds it's like a mekach taus, it's b'shogeg. In other words, nobody knew what they were getting into. Like, the woman got the smell of food, she's going to leave Yerushalayim, I didn't know the whole thing. So had I known that it was like that master Shani, it wouldn't be the kiddush. That would be what we want to say to Rabbi Yehuda, okay? Okay, now let's see back in the Gemara. So focusing, leaving Rabbi Yehuda aside, focusing on Remeir says that Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gaboa. Okay? So now, the Gemara says, Maaser Sheni bin Shogi bin Mezlo Tidish to Remeir. Rabbi Yehuda Meir Shogi lo Tidish Mezlo Tidish Rekule. So not immediately. So focusing on Remeir, where do I know that it's Mamon Gaboa? So Amar Bacha Bereid Rav Meshmeid Gemara. Now Meshmeid Gemara means they had a Masora, like there were discussions that had taken place. This would be handed down. Like, you know, like the Sora. He says, before Ma'as, quotes a pasuk at the end of Vayikra, just a few pasukim before the end of Sefer Vayikra. He says, before Ma'asar Ha'aretz, now it says Ma'asar Ha'aretz means Ma'as Yerushalayim. He says, Mizera Ha'aretz, whether it's the grains, in other words, that's, he says, the Prihaid, or it's the Tirosh Liatar, it's the olives or the grapes. So he says, Lahashem Hu Kodesh Lahashem. Lahashem Hu Kodesh LaHashem. It's God's. It's Kodesh LaHashem. So the Torah says the Maaser Sheni is like God's food, God's property. He says, LaHashem Hu, below the Kaddish Bo'isha. So the Gemara darshens out. Yeah, it's Kaddish sparkles food. It's not given to you to be Kaddish Nisha with it. So the Gemara says, yeah, but wait a second. Great, Truman Meiser. Now, Truman Meiser is when the Levi gets Maaser Rishon, he has to take 10% as Truma. It says that you will separate out Truma Hashem, God's Truma. He says, Utnan, and we learn in the Mishnah, and here should be Hamakadish B'Trumot Mikudeshit. We learn in the Mishnah, this is later on in the Fed, a number of days from now, if a man is Mikudesh a woman with Truma, she's Mikudeshit. He says, so, but it says Trumat Hashem, it's God's Truma. Is it the low tipe La Hashem? It doesn't say La Hashem, it said Trumat Hashem. Let's look at Rashi, four lines and three lines to the bottom. Lokitiv La Hashem, Lameshte Shalom. In other words, so it says Trumat Hashem, that means it's your Truma. About Trumat Hashem, Shetziva Lehu, but God directed that it be your Truma. In other words, but it's your Truma. In other words, Truma La Hashem, or Kodesh La Hashem, that's his, you know, to do as he directs. But Truma is, I'm separating Truma as God commanded, but it's yours. Now, he says, Lashem, Rechala, back in the Gemara, 5 lines to the bottom. Rechala, the Tiba Tidnu Lahashem. So Rechala says, you'll give to Hashem for God. That's the magic word, Lahashem. He says, Utnan, and we learned the same Mishnah, I'm a Kaddish Mitruma, Mukudeshet. If a man is a Kaddish woman, Mitruma, or a Kaddish is this type of Truma, it's Mukudeshet. Look, so the Gemara says, Look, Tibe, Kodesh. So the Gemara says, got to say, Kodesh Lahashem.
You
So
need both.
it says Tidnu Lashem, but it's like Lashem. Right, Shviit, the Shemitah produce, the Chiba Yovel Hi, Kodesh Tiyah Lachem. He says, it's Yovel, Kodesh Tiyah Lachem. He says, Utinan Makadesh Pirat Shviit Makudeshet. We learned in our Mishnah the Makadesh Pirat Shviit Makudeshet. He says, Lo Tibbe La Hashem. It doesn't say La Hashem. It says Kodesh. It says Yovel Kodesh Tiyah Lachem. He says, Re Truma, the Tib Kodesh Yisrael La Hashem Reshit Tavuato. By Truma, it says,
Both.
Kodesh Yisrael Hashem means the Jewish people are Kodesh Hashem. They're Reshit Tavuato, the first of his crops. I mean, they're like Truma. Utnan, so Utnan, I'm a Kodesh. So here, in other words, again, so we're focusing on Truma. So as in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, it says, Kodesh Yisrael La Hashem. That the Jewish people are Kodesh La Hashem. They're Reshit Tevuato. They're his Truma. But it's like things equal to the same thing equal each other. In other words, Klal Yisrael like Truma, and it's Kodesh La Hashem. So then I should not be able to make Kodesh for the Truma. Utnan, this is a passage talking about the Jewish people, not talking about Truma. So turn page. But don't you can't you extrapolate that indeed Truma would be the same thing? So Tirgum. So he says no. When it says by Master Shani, the key the words will be a little bit away from
Who
the shot.
decides him?
It says La Hashem Hu, La Hashem Hu. It's for God, and that teaches me La Hashem Hu. That indeed it cannot be used for Kiddushin. Okay? So
Talking about Truma or Maaseh?
now I'm talking about Master Shani. In other words, when it, in other
And
words,
the dicta
so when it
chorus.
says who, that says La Hashem who, in other words, it's God, so that's it. Anyway, the bottom line is Gemara has a raya that Master Shani is Mamma Gavoa, at least according to the Tana Rebbe. Okay? Okay. Any questions, comments to us that anybody did so far? Okay, let's go on. Now, we're on line three in the Gemara on the Gemara base. Now, Uva Hekdesh, the Mason Kiddush, Peshogelo Kiddush, the Remeir. Now, Hekdesh, this is talking about Hekdesh, the Kachi Bet HaKabayit. In other words, the person, said his chair is going to go to the base of Mikdash. Let's say he decides to Kaddish the woman with the chair. Uva Hekdesh, the Mason Kiddush, Peshogelo Kiddush, the Remeir. So Remeir says, if he knows that it's Hekdesh, and he's been Kaddish the Isha with it, and we don't know this yet, but it's going to come out. The Rayer holds that even b'mezid, your act takes it out. It's mekalel, it's deconsecrated as a result of your actions. So you'll owe money to Hekdesh. Well, we'll talk about it in a second. Rameyer holds that b'mezid, it takes it out from the getter of Hekdesh. But b'shogi, we don't understand why that doesn't work. Now, there's machlokes between Rameyer and Rabbi Huda. One minute, let us listen. Let's listen. Let's listen. Okay. So Rameh and Rabbi Yehuda have machloket about the psukim about Me'ilah. So it says, "V'chata b'kshagami katshei Hashem." Like you, "Ulamal b'Hashem v'chata b'kshagami katshei Hashem." So that you're sin b'shogeg and you do an act of Me'ilah. So the Torah says you'll bring a korban Me'ilah and you pay a keren b'chomesh. Okay, that's the simple pshat. So Rabbi Yehuda holds it's only b'shogeg. In other words, only b'shogeg is the act of deconsecration take place. If amazed that I take it, it still remains hekdesh, according to the Tan Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? Rameyer holds whether it's b'shogeg or amazed that it works, and you're deconsecrating it, but all the penalties, keren v'chomesh and the korban, are only b'shogeg. All right? Now, Rameyer says that if it's Hekdesh, b'mezid kiddush, so b'mezid means he knows it's kachi b'da kabayit, she knows it's kachi b'da kabayit, and he says, Harei mekudeshet, leave with this. So Rameyer holds that she's mekudeshet. Yeah, it was, but he took it out of Hekdesh by doing that. But b'shogeg kiddush Rameyer, for reasons that we'll see in the Gemara, b'shogeg not. He says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'shogeg kiddush. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. B'shogeg, that's where it's deconsecrated. B'mezid lo kiddush. B'mezid, it's mamon gabo. And it doesn't work. Okay, that's a simple shot. Wait, let me do a few lines about the course. Okay, because I gotta make sure we finish the topic and we're running behind schedule. Okay, so I'm Rabbi Yaakov. So Rabbi Yaakov says, Shemai mina de Rabbi Yochanan Tarti. I heard two halachot from Rabbi Yochanan. She got Maaser de Rabbi Yehuda, she got a Hekdesh de Rabbi Meir. So the two halachot I heard by the Shogeg case of Maaser, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says, if it's Shogeg by Maaser, so Rabbi Yehuda holds that low key there, right? He says, "B'maser, by maser, Rabbi Yehuda omer b'shogeg lo kiddush meizid kiddush." Rabbi Huda says, "My master Shani, that b'meizid you're mekadesh b'shogeg not." Rabbi Huda holds that master Shani is mamon hevyo, but he says b'shogeg it doesn't work for reasons that we'll have to explain shortly. So he says b'shogeg it doesn't work. That's one halakha explained, and then shigat hekdesh remeir, and by shogeg by hekdesh remeir, so that also does not work. He says shneim ein isha mekadesh b'hem. In each one, each respective Tana holds, woman the Kiddushin don't go forward. Chara, Rabbi Yochanan, now he's quoting, Rabbi Yaakov is quoting what Rabbi Yochanan said. Chara, Lathishin Isha Rotsa. In one case, he said, it's because a woman would not want it. And it was if she would know, she would not want it. He says, Chara, Lathishin Shneim Rotsa. In one case, neither one would want it. We'll explain in a minute. Below Yadana, I don't know. He says, Hey, Minayim. I don't know which was which. So the Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Yirmiya, Nechsenan. So Rabbi Yirmiya says, let's analyze this. Master, when it comes to a woman who's getting kiddushin with the master sheni, so if she doesn't know that it's master sheni, and then she finds out it's master sheni, I don't want this headache. In other words, I can only eat this in Yerushalayim. I'm living in Tiberia, so to enjoy your kiddushin, I got to go to the world of Yerushalayim. It's a pain, you know, real tircha. I don't like it. Had I known, you know, it's a mekhav taus. It's a mekhav taus. I don't want this. He says, "Ihu nichale." It's a mamela. He's happy with it. You know, I took care of it. She's married, isn't it right? It's her problem, right? So I think this is Rabbi Yirmiyah. I think the one where he said that the woman doesn't know—that's talking about Master Shane. That's not part of there. Ela hekdesh, but by hekdesh, tarvaylo nichalehu. The nichal hekdesh shall yadayu. Neither one wants the hekdesh. In other words, neither one realized it was hekdesh. And then he's Makadesh. That's the one he thinks where neither one really realized it was Hekdesh. And neither one is happy with it. In other words, it's the bigger Beira to be Mitchalel Hekdesh. And neither one is happy that this would be taking place. Now, again, according to a mayor, with Hekdesh, it becomes deconsecrated if it's Bemezid. And I would think Bishogeg, it should also deconsecrate it. But the way I saw in the Gemara, the Masechta Gemara according to Tosfos Rid said, it's really working here with Mekhav Taos. In other words, had we known that this is what would be taking place, neither one of us, neither the donor nor the donee, would have wanted to be involved with it. So it's a Mekhav Taos. So she's not Mekudesha. Okay, and then let me do a few more lines and I'll pause and we'll take questions. He says, Rabbi Yaakov Amar, okay? So we're on 10 lines down. Rabbi Yaakov Amar, isn't it easier when you're here in person? Okay, Rabbi Yaakov. Okay.
Muted.
Oh, okay. So you got to get back in the you know, habituated. Rabbi Yaakov Amar, Ipcham Istabra. Rabbi Yaakov says, I think punk faker. Rabbi Yaakov says, I think this is the opposite from Rabbi Yirmiyah. Nilo Ikalam Amar, Maser Ilo Nichalam, Shampir Chad Orcha. So the Maser agrees, she doesn't want to take the trip to Yerushalayim. They agree, but you know, Lo Nichalam, Shem owns the Orcha. He, the man, is not happy because if something happens to her, like she's got to take it to Yerushalayim. This is Rashi's one shot, but it's an easy shot. And then something happens to it. So she's like, in tas from him, you know, in days. You know, she's angry at him. Like, how did you give me something? You know, I can only initially am is something and then like something happened to Derek. I didn't get there. You know, she's always got angry at him. So neither one is happy with the Master Shani. He says, if they would realize it. Ella Hekdesh, Elon Hekdesh Shal Yador. So with the Hekdesh, she's not happy the way Rashi learns that the Hekdesh should be consecrated on her behalf. I don't want to be involved with the Sabera. And as far as Kiddushin, she figures he'll get something else to be Mekadesh. Maybe he loves me, he'll get something else to do it. He says, Ella Ihu, but the man, Elon Nikolai, didn't think it's the man, he may not care, you know, so whatever it is, whatever it takes to do it. Now, the only thing is they asked on this last Hasbro, they said that, this is the statement in the Gemara that the, it's like, Yotermi Masha Ish, you know, like more than the man wants to be Kaddish Ish, the Risha wants to be Kaddish. Here it's like the Gemara is like flipping it around. Here the Gemara is like flipping around. Okay, let me pause for a second. Let's digest what we did. Wait. We're going to digest for a second, and then we have to move. We only have a few minutes left. Okay. So again, we had two sort of Yotzei Dofen situations. First with the Master Shani. So Rameyer holds, excuse me, by Master Sheni, Rabbi Yehuda. Rameyer holds its Mammon Gavoa, so it's Lo Kidesh either way. But Rabbi Yehuda holds its Mammon Het Yod. So I would have thought, left to my own devices, where Rabbi Yehuda would say that Master Sheni is good, whether it's Mezid or Shoge. And Shoge means they don't realize that it's Master Sheni. So I would have thought that he would have said it's good because it's Mammon Het Yod. So, but nevertheless, he passes B'Shoge Lo Kidesh. So the Gemara explains the reason Rabbi Yehuda holds B'Shoge Lo Kidesh is either she doesn't, she wouldn't be happy, or then neither one would be happy. So either she wouldn't, had I realized you'd give me Master Sheni, I never would have been Mekudesh with you. This is a pain in the neck. I don't want to go to Yerushalayim to bring it. I'm here in Tiberia. So I never would have accepted it. So it's Kiddushi Taos. So it's not Mekudesh. But if you tell me it's Master Sheni, give me Master Sheni, fine, sure, I'm good with it. And then according to one side, he's also, had he realized it was Master Sheni, would not be happy with it. Because if something happens on her way to Yerushalayim, he's never going to hear the end of this. Even if she is Mekadesh, it's like, how can you even Mekadesh me with this thing? And it's the whole thing. Okay, so now, Rabbi, who do we understand? Now, the next step is with the Katshe Bet HaKabayit. So with the Katshe Bet HaKabayit, Rabbi Huda says, so Rabbi, who do we understand? The Mezid Lo Kiddush B'Shogeg Kiddush. Yehuda says it only gets deconsecrated B'Shogeg, so Din HaMe'ilah, which is a typical din in the Mi'ilah. The B'Shogeg, you didn't realize it, you misused it, so it got deconsecrated. So B'Shogeg, it's Kiddushin, but not the Mezid. It's that we understand. Rameyer holds, the Mezid is good Kiddushin, B'Shogeg is not good Kiddushin. So the Mezid he holds, because he holds it gets deconsecrated even if it's the Mezid. So Mela, everybody else on the same page, they're good. But B'Shogeg, they didn't realize it was a Hekdesh, so neither one wants to be involved with this Aveira. It's like, Mal, they wouldn't be involved like with Mi'ilah. So it's like a also Kiddushei Taos, okay? All right. Now, well, quickly, we don't have a lot of time.
So why, if there's a machloket at me'ilah, and it could be me'ilah, or if you're taking something that's kadosh and you're making it whole, why would this ever? It's an aveira on some level, right? Certainly the me'ilah is. Why would you even think that she could? It could have kedushin chal on it.
No,
In other
no.
words, like it's ill-begotten gains is what we would
Yeah,
consider it in American.
I think you want to say like a mitzvah baba vera type of thing is what you
That's
want to
it,
say. That's what
right.
that's the term you're looking for.
That's the
Yeah,
one.
yeah. The only thing is here,
There's the mekach taot
yeah,
aspect of it.
yeah. So yeah, so here from the Tosfos read seems to focus more on the Mekach Taos, but in terms of deconsecration, it's when does the Me'ilah take place? So the Me'ilah might take place when the moment I pick it up to misuse it, you know what I mean? And the Kiddushin might be a little bit later. You understand what I'm saying? So it might not be at the same moment. That's what comes to my mind. I have to move on. I know a lot of time. Okay, I'm sorry, but that's what comes to my mind. Otherwise, I don't know. Okay, now, let's get back in the Gemara. Now, okay, we're up to 10 lines from the bottom. Okay, Ba'amini Rabba Rav Pista. Now, again, focusing on the Shita of Rav Meir with the Hekdesh. So Rameyer says that B'Shogeg lo kideh. B'Shogeg, there's no good Kiddushin, he says. So Ba'amini Rabba Rav Pista, Yishe Emekadeshet Ma'u Sheyetsu L'Chulin. In other words, so you've established the woman is not Mekadeshet. Now, it's a little bit like a touch on what you were asking. What happens to the money? What is the status of that money? Was that money deconsecrated or not? In other words, he took the money to Mekadesh the Isha, but the woman, let's say it's Mekadesh Taos, whatever it is, not going through. So is the money deconsecrated or not? Is it like the act he tried to do it and not or not? She says, Amar Leh, she said that Isha in Mekadeshet, Mao Heach to the Hulin. Says, if the woman's not in Mekadeshet, then the Mao never went to Hulin. That's what he says. Then, but what if the person mistakenly, according to the Tana Rameyer, used the money to purchase something in commerce? So he says, Amalei, and nobody realized that it was it. So af mecher lo kana. So he says, by mecher, it doesn't work. Now we'll come to see. The Gemara's going to another part with the Rameyer. The Gemara's going to say, according to Rameyer, we said that Me'ilah is only B'Shogeg. Rameyer is going to learn that Me'ilah is not only B'Shogeg, but it also has to be like Ochlin. It has to be something you consume. And that money would not be subject to the din of Me'ilah. That's what it's going to come out. The Gemara is going to ask us in a minute. So here we're saying the Mecher Lo Kana, that nobody realized it was Hekdesh, so you're not Kona. And it is and so he says, so Epe, So then, this is Rabbi Kibar Abin poses the following question to Rabbi Pista. It's from Mishnah, oh, he says the Braitha in Second Me'ilah. All right, let me explain this outside first. So I think Rashi says the Mishnah, right? Rashi says the Mishnah. Here's the kind of Braitha. Does it say Mishnah or Braitha?
Mishnah.
Mishnah, okay. So the Mishnah, and the Mishnah is in the Second Me'ilah, right? Okay. So the Mishnah says in the Second Me'ilah, let's say the Gizbar of the Beis HaMikdash, by mistake, gives money to a shulchani. Shulchani is a money changer. So, and then the money changer uses the money. The issue is who's going to commit me'ilah? Who's going to commit me'ilah? So, the Mishnah says if he gave him a bundle that was tied up, that means it wasn't permission to use it for your own needs. I mean, it was, he just left to keep an eye on this money thing. But if he gives it and it's open, then he understands the shulchani is in that line of work, but he'll give him other money back. So if he gives him a closed package and then the shulchani uses the package, then the meal is on the shulchani. If he gives an open package and he uses it, then that's on the gizbar. Then the gizbar is on the meal. Then the gemara says, let's say the person, let's say the gizbar gives the money to all the bus, like a person, a homeowner. So then either way, he doesn't expect the homeowner to use the money. In other words, so either way, the homeowner one who's committing the Mi'ilah. Okay. Now, our Braisa or Mishnah takes up in a third category with Chanvani, storekeeper. So the Gemara says, Epe, Chanvani Kabbalabai the Remeir. So Remeir says that Chanvani is like a balabas, meaning you don't have any permission to use it. If he uses it, that's on him. He says, but he will commit Mi'ilah if he spends the money. Rabbi Yehuda Meir, Chanvani Kishulchani. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. A Chanvani is like a Shulchani. In other words, he's the storekeeper. And sometimes he's got to spend money out. So he's like Shulchani. So again, with the closed package or open package. So I kind of low miflagi of the Marsabar Khanvani Shabani and Marsabar Balabai. So only my folks Mayor Rabbi Huda is the Khanvani like a Balabas, who's like a Shulchani. About the Kuliyama in Hotzi Ma'al, but everybody agrees if the Khanvani is Motzi the money, somebody has committed an act of Mi'ilah. So we just said before the Remeir holds that there's no me'ilah by money. When the only points to Remeir, the me'ilah is only if I take like the shogeg, when I take like food, then that's the act of me'ilah. And here it seems the other way. So the Gemara says, you're right. Remeir the bar of Rabbi Yehuda Ta'amar. Remeir is saying within your shita, Rabbi Yehuda, the me'ilah b'shogeg takes place with anything, even with money. So he says, then I hold that there's going to be me'ilah. Ladidi, as far as I'm concerned, there's not going to be any meila. But according to you, only me the chenvani kabalabayit. You should at least admit to me that a chenvani is like a balabas. And the meila, if the chenvani spends the money, the chenvani is going to be on for meila. But amarle lo kushulchani. No, like the shulchani. Okay, that's the piece with this. I have 30 seconds for questions. What's up? Good. Okay, let me end the recording.
Tonight for my grandpa.
Yeah, okay. Learning was like Lunashama of Fern's grandfather. His name again?
Yosef ben Yechezkel
Yosef
HaKohen.
Ben Yechezkel HaKohen, Zichron Lebracha.
This is a nice stop for
All
him.
right, and I wish everybody a good kvittel. Everybody
You
should have a good
too.
kvittel.